Hey, yo, turn my mic up. It's been 10 years on the air, and her royal loudness is back bigger and louder than ever. Join me every Monday at 6 p.m. for great music, interviews, news you can lose, and a word from Minister Petty Patty. Yeah, I got the petty word for you, too. So listen, get ready for the Tamika Hall Radio Show. Hey, how you doing? It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here on the Tamika Hall Radio Show. I worship 96 FM radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. Your girl is back on the East Coast. What it do? I think I'm finally over the jet lag. And you know, the crazy thing is, I don't usually get jet lagged. I don't know. But if this is your first time tuning in and you didn't realize, I was in Colorado for a week. I was in Pueblo, Colorado. And it was fun. It was nice to be back in the state of Colorado. I had not actually been there since I was 8 years old. And we went there for a church family reunion. It was a really beautiful experience. So I was broadcasting live last week from the state of Colorado. And it's just amazing because you don't really realize who you are or how experiences that you've had will shape you into who you are. And so it was amazing because it was like I was staring in the face, you know, my beginnings, you know. The church is where I first got saved. And I remembered my experience of being 8 years old and really meeting God for myself at the altar at the age of 8 years old. I can even remember what I was wearing. And, you know, the pastor, First Lady Linda Ransom, she is the reason why I even sing now. You know, she's the first person who let me know that I could sing, and she made me lead a solo at the age of 5. And then I got to see, you know, one of my childhood mentors and one of my childhood sheroes, Yolanda. We always called her Sister Yo, and she's the whole reason why I love speaking Spanish, because I saw her speak Spanish, and she was the first African-American that I saw speaking Spanish, you know, and at 8 years old, that was such a cool thing to me, and I knew that that is something that I wanted to do. So it's a beautiful thing when you can actually go back to the meeting place of where, you know, who you are in your adulthood actually started. And so it was definitely a good time. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I got a really great show for you planned. The ladies are taking over the Tamika Hall Radio Show, and it just makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. I love it. So for my author spotlight today, I have actress and author Miss Kiawana Leaf. She's the author of the number one best-selling book, Confidence Unlocked. So I cannot wait to get her here on the virtual airwaves so that we can hear all about her book. I also have Miss Nyjah Jones. She is a Christian jewelry designer. And so y'all know your girl. Like, I like to be fresh in my jewelry. Does anybody say fresh anymore? We probably don't say that, but I guess that's what I say on this evening. But Miss Nyjah Jones is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about her jewelry line, Christ Jewelry Boutique. And then we're going to be finishing things out with Pastor Keyshani George. And we're going to be talking about all things the release conference. And, I'm really excited about talking about the release conference because your girl is going to be in the building. I Worship 96 is going to be in the building. And I hope that you all will be in the building as well so that I can hug you in person. Well, listen, I'm not going to keep on, you know, bumping my gums. I'm about to give you this good music here. I Worship 96 FM radio.
Glory. brothers, 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 make some noise. Brothers, 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 this is what you're gonna do. 1, 2, 3. You got it? 1, 2.
Tamika Hall here, and you are locked into the Tamika Hall Radio Show right here on I Worship 96 FM Radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. Yes, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, I told you that I have a really packed house for you today. I've had a lot of great people hanging out in the virtual studio, and I'm really excited about today's author spotlight. Yes, so excited to have Miss Kiawana Keyleith. Y'all, you know how I do. Everybody gets a nickname. Everybody is part of the family. So that's what we do here. Everybody gets a nickname. Kiawana, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and you, Tamika?
I'm doing good. I'm super excited to have you here. I'm hyped to talk about your book and just so many things that you have going on. And I'm going to start off by asking you a question that I personally hate to answer. And I know you're like, why are you doing this? I'm doing this because I like throwing curveballs during my interviews. It's just fun for me. So I'm going to start off by asking you to tell us about yourself.
About myself. Well, you all know, my name is Kiawana. I am a new published author. I just released my first book on my birthday,
yes.
June 15th. Yay! The title of my book is called Confidence Unlocked. I am the proud mommy of the most beautiful little girl in the world, Azariah. What else? I am the baby sister of my big brother. I am my mother's only daughter.
You're like, what else should I tell you? I personally hate this question because it's like, how do we just narrow things down? You don't want to sound too boastful, right? Like, you don't want to sound boastful, and then but then you don't want to say too little. Like, it's just, it is the worst question ever. But I sometimes I like asking people this question because I like to see how they handle things. And one of the things that I think is really cool, I love how you identify yourself, because I think this is cool too. I mean, you're an author, but you're a mommy, you're a daughter, you know, you're a sister, and it really goes to show, you know, things that are important to you. But folks, what she didn't tell you is that she is an entrepreneur, she's an actress, y'all. This girl been on TV. She like the real deal.
How
are you?
Yes. You
and, well, I'll ask you all about it. Y'all, you know your family when people tell you that you talk too much. My daughter's been telling me all day. But my daughter pulled up the horoscopes or something. Like, I don't necessarily like believe in the horoscopes or whatever, but she does it for fun. And you know, my daughter's gonna be 15 in December. And she pulled this up about just traits from the different signs. And I'm a Gemini, and it says that we cut people off. Are you a Gemini?
Yes.
Family. He and Mimi. Look. Yeah, so she was like, Mom, it says here that you cut people off, and that's true, because you never let me finish my sentence. And so y'all got Kiki on here telling me the same thing. I mean, what is it? But, yeah, so, you know, I'm going to keep on giving you your accolades. You, like I said, you're a self-made entrepreneur, actress, inspirational speaker. So I want to ask you, you know, how do you balance everything that you do?
It is definitely a tug of war. But basically properly planning is how I balance everything out. Just write everything down, get my planner, my journal, and try to stay organized is the best way how I balance everything out between, you know, writing and the acting gigs and speaking engagements and all that type of thing. So it's just proper planning is the way how I keep everything non-chaotic.
And you know, planning really is the key to so many things. And I feel like I kind of had to learn that the hard way. You know, I used to think I could keep things in my head, but I don't know. I don't know, Key, if it happened to you. You know, after you have that first child, you just have mommy brain, like, for the rest of your life. I mean, so I have to write things down, and I had to stop feeling inferior because I had to do that. And you know, and I like that you talked about the fact that you do have acting gigs. And so with being a professional actress, I know you're oftentimes going on auditions and things like that. And so, folks, you know, you may have been looking at Kiawana's picture like, man, I know I've seen that girl somewhere. That's because you've actually seen her, you know, because you've been featured on TV Ones for My Man. So please talk to us about your experience as an actress and, you know, your most memorable time.
Well, my experience, very fun, very different. Actually, being on For My Man was my first TV gig. And I was like, oh, wow, I like this. I can get used to this all day on set. I like this. So it was actually very different, but I love it. I really did love it.
So for those that are thinking about, you know, wanting to go into acting and things like that, you know, what's some advice that you may have? Because, you know, I think a lot of people, well, for example, I went to school for theater. I haven't made it on TV yet, you know. Well, I haven't been pursuing it either, but I haven't made it onto TV. And so I know that there are people that are tuned in. They're like, oh, my gosh, how can I begin, you know, working toward doing that? Give us some tips, honey.
Is it? I kind of really hate that question because, to be honest with you, I did not really want to get into acting.
Really?
With the For My Man, I seen my friend post on Facebook that this agency was looking for some extras to be on the show. So I was like, okay, let me just shoot my shot and play around with this. So I went on and applied for it to be an extra. And when I did that, I didn't get the role as an extra. I was like, okay, well, maybe acting wasn't for me. Like, okay, that's fine. It's not my gig. But then maybe about a month and a half later after that, they had reached out to me like, hey, Kiawana, we have a lead role, and we want to know if you're interested in playing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, maybe acting is for
right.
me. So, like,
yes.
Nobody but God, honestly, because I really did not have no intentions or the desire to be an actress. It's like God presented that opportunity to me, so. I really hate when people are like, what did you do? How can I do? How do I go about it? I'm just like, I mean, it's God's plan. Like, I really kind of hate to say it, but it was God's plan. Like, I tried, and I didn't make an extra. God saw me fit to be more than just an extra. So it was really like God's work. So, yeah.
Well, there are definitely so many golden nuggets in you just sharing your testimony about that. I mean, for one thing, if we never just step out on faith, you just never know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
And then
yep.
two, it was like, it seems like you didn't necessarily take it personal. Like, okay, I mean, I'm sure you were disappointed. Okay, I didn't get the gig. All right, cool. But then something else came along for that. So it's like, okay, maybe you weren't right for it right now. And I tell people all the time, like, sometimes God says no. And sometimes it's not no exclusively. Maybe it's just like a not right now. So clearly it was just a not right now for you. And I love that. So, you know, even though we've seen you in the glory of being an actress and all those things, you've actually overcome trauma. And, you know, you've overcome trauma in so many things, including domestic violence. And that domestic violence, everybody knows, is something very dear to my heart. Please share with us, how were you able to overcome and conquer domestic violence?
I just hit a breaking point. My breaking point was when I rolled over and I had a gun in my face. So once that situation happened, it was like, okay, this is really time for me to leave. Because if he would have pulled that trigger, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be on your show today to be able to share my story and share my testimony with you. So that was like an eye-opener. Like, enough is enough. I deserve more. My life is more precious than this. So that was my eye-opener to, like, overcome trauma. But even still, after I did leave the situation, it was something hard to still battle with on a daily basis because I still carried that with me. I didn't heal from that, you know. That hurt was still in my heart. So I just had to desperately seek God for healing to help me forgive this person that, you know, put me in that position to even experience domestic violence. And from there, I was able to heal and forgive, and now I'm able to actually be open and talk about it to help inspire and encourage and help heal someone else that may be in that situation. Not just a female, but also a man can also be in domestic violence. So Yeah.
Yeah, so I love it that, you know, he allowed your story to actually, you know, be used for his glory. And I know that you've embarked on your first business venture, Empowered to Inspire. So talk to us about your company. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically my company is just all on my story, how my story is used to give God glory. So I don't know if people may have seen my logo. It's actually Empower with the crown over top of Empower. The T is actually a cross and Empower. So it's because God places us through situations, and we look at it as pain and punishment, and we're like, oh, my God, we think it's the end of the world. But actually, God used that for a purpose. So it's like there's purpose in your pain. So my story, your story, everybody's story, like, empowered to inspire. So that's the whole point of my business, which is,
So talk to us about what you do. Is it workshops and different things like that, or what are some things that people can expect when they connect with you?
So, yes, I will. I do plan to have workshops, sips and pains, different get-together events, networking events, open dialogue events, just for people to be themselves. You know, a lot of times we put on the front and put these shades on like we're perfect, and then we go behind closed doors, and we're really broken. So I just want to create an environment where it's safe and comfortable, where you can actually be able to talk. You can actually be able to vent, and there will be no judgment because nobody is perfect. None of us are. So
not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. Nowhere close. Even for me, I'm not perfect. I still have my flaws and all. But yeah, that's my goal. That's my mission with Empower to Inspire. I just want to create an open atmosphere and a safe environment for us all to be able to heal and grow spiritually and get connected and just empower to inspire everyone, share our story, and just look at how God actually places us in situations for his purpose and his glory to share our testimony. So, yeah.
And in the midst of you, you know, wanting to encourage people and wanting to empower them, I know that with your company, you self-published your first book.
Yes.
It was just released on June 15th, Confidence
Unlocked.
Talk to us about Confidence Unlocked. Yes. Talk to us about it.
So my book, I said my childhood best friend, she passed in 2017. And, you know, before she passed, I always talked about Empowered to Inspire. I was like, hey, you know, I have an idea. If I want to share my story to help people, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm strong enough to actually sit here and really pour out everything that I've been through to help somebody else. I was like, no, I don't have the courage to do that. But then when she passed, it's like she fulfilled her purpose. So when she left, I'm like, okay, God, that could have been me. So if I would have died today or yesterday, would you be pleased with me? Would I be sure that I'd be going to heaven based off the way how I'm living my life? So a lot of times I just stepped back, and I always heard her voice say, you can do it. You're strong enough. You have the courage to do it. Fulfill your purpose. So from there, that's when I was just like, wow, okay. So that's the whole thing of confidence. So like, you know, just to me walking in my purpose to really be able to share and vent and let it out, you know, my traumatic events, everything that I've been through, me healing from it, overcoming it, and now walking in my purpose to give God all the glory of everything that I've been through. So that's confidence.
And some of the things that you've been through, you know, it's a testimony of surviving the domestic violence, you know, going through depression, you know, living with an absentee father. I mean, you really pull back the layers, and you use it to really heal the women that are meant to read the book. So how can people find Confidence Unlocked? How can they purchase it?
Probably you can get it from either Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Penn Legacy. Also, if you reach out to me directly, if you want an autographed copy, I can get you a copy and get that mailed out.
Get the autograph.
All the way, So those are the ways that you are able to get Confidence Unlocked.
I love it. I love it. And Kiyomana, how can people connect with you directly, whether it's to bring you in, to come and speak, for them to connect with your company? How can people connect with you?
You can either reach out to me with my email, which is empowered2inspire@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, which is www.empowered2inspire.com. I am on Instagram. The business page is Empowered to Inspire. If you would like to reach my personal page, it is Kiyawana. That's K I A WANA and 3 underscores. So that's all the ways how you can get in contact with me.
Absolutely, and I definitely think that everybody needs to connect with you because you definitely have a powerful testimony, and I think all of us need to know how to unlock our confidence, especially in a world where all we see now are people showing everything and, you know, pretending
right.
like their life is perfect. And like you said
exactly.
a few minutes ago, nobody's life is perfect.
At all.
But what is perfect is the God that exists within us. And
hello.
I love that your book is all about unlocking the God in us so that we can be totally confident. So I
yes.
love that. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the Tamika Hall Radio Show. I appreciate that.
And thank you for having me, Tamika. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you were able to come here and share your story. Thank you for being open and transparent, because that's hard. And but it's a beautiful thing when you, as you said, there is purpose to our pain. And so when we use our pain and it fuels our purpose, it makes it easy for us to be able to share our testimony. So I'm grateful that you trusted the Tamika Hall Radio Show to be able to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Listen, all, I want you to stay connected. You want to know why? Because I got some good music for your earwaves right here on iWorship 96 FM Radio.
Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. I'm saying ever since the first day, I never wanted this to end. This was love at first sight. Yeah, love at first sight. When everything was going wrong, you made it alright. You told me I'm better, better than I knew. Now you help me do all things in you. Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. Love so incredible, never want it to end. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you. Know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. Just ask my friends, they know. When it comes to you, I'm sold. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Not talking about pics on the gram, but where you leave me, I'ma follow. Anywhere you go, I don't really care. Cause anywhere you're not, I don't wanna be there. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. I feel this love in my soul, and I just wanna let the world know. Let the world know that I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you. Know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. Bless up. I can't hide that I like you. No one like you. And you make me come alive, and I feel like I can fly. Brought me so far, that's a fact, and I'm never going back. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Talking about bless up. I wanna know you. Know you better. Come on, let's bless up.
You're tuned into the Tamika Hall Radio Show. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here in case you didn't guess it. We're live here on iWorship 96 FM Radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. Now, for the past couple of weeks, I have been bringing you the hotness, especially with my ladies. You know, it's been ladies' night for the past couple of weeks, and my ladies just never disappoint me. I'm so excited about the folks that we have had on the Tamika Hall Radio Show, and I'm super excited about this young lady that's coming to the virtual studio right now. I got Nyjah Jones from Price Jewelry on the line with me right now. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here. And, I mean, you are joining us in the virtual studio all the way from Michigan. So how is it over in Michigan?
Oh, it's doing pretty good. The weather is pretty warm out here, but it's nice. It's not too bad.
Over here in Maryland, it's just been the worst. It's been the worst. It's been muggy, it's been super hot, and then it's super rainy, and it's just been all over the place. But I guess if people don't like snow or something like that, then they must be in heaven, I guess. They're pretty excited about it. So, you know, Nyjah, you really are, you're a lady after my own heart. A serial entrepreneur, okay? I mean, I love it. I feel like we are very much kindred spirits when it comes to entrepreneurship. And so I want to jump right into it. You're the founder and you're the jewelry designer behind Christ Jewelry. So talk to us about your brand.
Well, my brand, I just started it in October of last year, 2018. And it's inspirational, faith-based. Everything is pretty much basically scripture, just me sharing the love of Christ through different pieces of jewelry.
So talk to me. So what made you decide to go into producing jewelry? Because you actually make your own jewelry, correct?
Yes, correct.
So how did you get involved in that?
Well, the ministry, the Lord gave me a ministry to start in 2017 called a mail ministry where I would just write people letters and exhort them and encourage them. And in April, well, the end of March of 2018, just it seemed like out of nowhere, the Lord said to start making handmade jewelry for a ministry fundraiser. And at the time, I had never even thought to create jewelry. I wasn't even, designing jewelry or anything. So when the Lord told me, I said, okay. And I just went ahead and started watching some YouTube videos just to see how to do it. And then I ended up buying the materials in April because I didn't have any money at the time. So I ended up getting the materials when I got my disability check on the 3rd. And I just got everything from there and just started making the jewelry. And at the time, I had no customers or anything. I didn't even know if the Lord wanted it to be a business. He just wanted it to be a fundraiser to start. And eventually, I just started to get all these different craft and vendor shows. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now, I mean, okay, so let's backtrack just a little bit because you did just speak about a disability check. Now, in 2013, you were diagnosed with lupus. So for people who are not familiar with what lupus is, talk to us about this disease.
Well, lupus is an autoimmune disease where your body pretty much attacks itself. Mm. So you deal with a lot of inflammation and you pretty much could just, any vital organ of your body could start to shut down on you. Mm. So when I was diagnosed in 2013, it had attacked my heart. So I ended up in the emergency room. I had to have a surgery done immediately on my heart because I had so much fluid. And, I couldn't, I was having trouble breathing. So, my husband now, but at the time he was my boyfriend, he took me to the ER and, they were wondering, you know, why somebody so young could have so much fluid around their heart. So they put me in the intensive care unit. I spent about almost a whole week with them running tests on me. And, eventually they came back and told me that it was lupus. That I had, I think, maybe 22 out of all the symptoms. It wasn't that many different symptoms that you could have, but I had pretty much all of them. And my test showed that I was positive for lupus. And at that time, I was just devastated because, you know, I had just celebrated my birthday, and it was just scary because I had never been the type of person to take any medicine. So I really didn't know what to expect from there.
Wow. Wow. Well, what I love, though, is that you didn't allow it to stop you. And as a matter of fact, it seemed like you drew closer and closer to God in terms of, okay, God, you know, what is the next step? And so shortly thereafter, you actually launched your own nail polish brand. And now I'm going to tell you, this is where we are so connected, because around that same time, I had my own nail polish brand, too.
So,
you know, I love this whole journey of entrepreneurship. And actually, you said you said that you knew at 17 that you wanted to be, or at 7 that you wanted to be an entrepreneur. And this is what's so funny. So, Nigel, when I was 7, I actually had my own library in my room. Now, I didn't realize I couldn't make money, you know, with a library.
Uh-huh.
But I had so many books, I literally built shelves out of cardboard boxes. What? Who does that? I mean, I was just the biggest nerd. But I had my stuff, sorted by subject, and, you know, I had it alphabetized. So I knew at a very young age, too, that I just wanted to be able to make my own money. So just talk a little bit about your journey of entrepreneurship. I'd love to hear about it.
Well, like you said, when I was 7, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I even used to tell people, you know, when people ask you, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would say an entrepreneur. And most kids of that age, they're like, entrepreneur, what is that? So I would tell them, you know, it's a person, like a businesswoman. And like I had shared with you before, my mom, she got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis around that same time, and she ended up not being able to work. She had, you know, 2 other daughters besides myself. I have 2 older sisters, and it was a struggle for her. And seeing her like that, you know, as a kid, I just felt like I had to do something. So that's kind of what started the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey. I started to just sell things. When I was in middle school, I worked in the cafeteria. And, of course, you know, they didn't pay us money, but they would give us free cookies.
And
I
would sell it?
Knew that. Yeah, I knew I didn't want to eat cookies every day, so I would just sell them. And I just started making money off of that, and I would give my mom the money. I would go to Burger King because we had a Burger King down the street, and I'd be like, Mom, I'm buying dinner for us tonight. And
girl,
little
nice
things
look.
Like
you
that.
Let me find out, you were pimping out cookies. I love it. I love it. You know, and I was kind of similar too. When I was in middle school, I mean, I was turning a profit, girl. I would go buy candy bars and stuff like that, and I would buy the candy bars for like 30 cents or however much they were, and I would sell them for a dollar. I was making money, and I loved
it.
Now, I want to fast forward again. I want to jump back to what we were talking about. I wanted to take a minute and have you talk about, you know, being diagnosed with lupus and going through that process, and the fact that God told you to begin Christ Jewelry as a ministry. That was really interesting to me. Because you said that at the time you really didn't have the funding to even begin with that. How did you know?
Yeah.
How did you feel okay with, okay, I started it as a ministry, but now God is allowing me to turn this over and monetize this and make this a full-blown business? How did you recognize the shift? Because I know that there are some women that are listening from somewhere around the world, and maybe God told them to start it as a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and now, God is saying, okay, I'm releasing you now to turn it into a business. So how did you recognize the shift?
Well, I feel like I have a really good relationship with the Lord. So I know his voice, and I know when he's nudging me to do something. So I just obediently just ordered the materials when I got the money. But what made me know that it was God was there was a sister in Christ who had contacted me like probably about 5 minutes after I had put my order in online. Mm-hmm. And she had asked me if I had a Cash App. And at the time, I didn't know what Cash App was. So I was like, oh, no, I never heard of that, but maybe I'll look into it. And then I had left the room, and I went to get in the shower. And when I came back, I was thinking, like, why would she ask me that? So I looked at my phone again, and she said, well, she said, sis, I want to sow into your ministry. Because when you gave me that card, she had received a card from the mail ministry that the Lord had told me to start. And she said that it just blessed her so much. And she knew that the things that I said in that card, only God could have revealed to me. And she wanted somebody else to feel like she felt. So she said the Lord, you know, pressed it upon her to give me $50. And that $50 pretty much covered exactly what I had just spent by faith ordering those materials.
Wow.
So in that moment, I knew, I'm like, Lord, okay, you're in this. And then after that, once I got all the stuff to start making the jewelry, I got on the internet. The Lord had led me to a website that had different events in my area. And there was one in particular that caught my attention. It was for for domestic violence survivors. And I was like, wow, this event sounds really good. It was a charity brunch. And I thought, okay, you know, this is a good opportunity to introduce my jewelry to people. But the young lady told me, she said, well, I don't have any more tables left. And, you know, that was that. And I didn't hear from her again. But the Lord told me, start making the jewelry anyway. So last minute, this lady sends me a email. And she says, are you still interested? I have a table. So, of course, I said yes. And it was good that I had already started making the pieces because if I hadn't, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So once I got there, it was just, I practically sold out at that event. People were just like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. So they were really impressed. And it just, more events just kept coming and coming and coming after that. That's why I said, okay, Lord, like, this is really something you want me to do. And by the time the end of 2018 came, I kind of knew that the Lord did not want me to stop doing this, that he wanted me to take it higher. And that's why I said, you know, because when I was selling it at first, it wasn't all just faith-based. It was just different pieces of jewelry. But I was just sitting and thinking, and I said, Lord, you know what? I really want something that I could express my faith. And that same night, you know, I said, okay, we got to give it a name. So I was like, Christ Jewelry. And then within the same night, the Lord gave me the logo for it, the packaging. And then a couple of days later, I did the website. And it's just been going great ever since.
And let me just tell you, as somebody, you know, I'm on the air here, but I also have a background in graphic design. And I think the first thing I said to you, I was like, I love your website. And I love the website. I love the packaging. I love your branding. So when God does things, he just does everything so well. And I absolutely love your jewelry. I mean, it is dainty. It's classy. But it definitely allows people to rock their faith. And so tell us, what are some things that we'll be able to see? Because right now people are tuned in listening to you, but what are some types of pieces that they'll see when they actually go to your website?
Well, there's charm bracelets. Like I told you before, scripture. A lot of the pieces is all my inspiration is around the word. So just encouragement on charm necklaces, charm bracelets. I just put up some bar necklaces that say sanctified on it. That's my newest.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so that's my newest one. Just, you know, because as the people of God, we're set apart. So that was one that I really wanted to put out there because I had never seen anything, you know, that said sanctified. So that was one that I really wanted to put out. I also have cross necklaces and bracelets, you know, some of your traditional pieces as well.
I love it. And like you said, I love the inspirational sayings that you have on them, the charm bracelets. I love jewelry like this.
Thank you.
So tell us, how can we find your jewelry? Because people, I know they're like, okay, how can I buy some?
Well, you can find it on my website, ChristJewelryBoutique.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram as well to see different pieces that I post.
Now, another way that people can get involved is I see that you allow for folks to donate for outreach. So talk to us about Christian Jewelry Spreading Hope and that piece of your company.
Well, that's my male ministry, Stand Up for Christ. People can donate money, and the money that you give will go towards my materials to because I make all the greeting cards myself. I do the embellishments. And from time to time, I also do give people Christ jewelry as a part of their letter that the Lord will have me write. Sometimes I go to the hospital and pass out jewelry. Recently, I was able to donate some cross necklaces to that same organization for the domestic violence survivors. So that was a blessing. So any money that people donate, it goes towards those types of things.
Well, I love it. I absolutely love it. And thank you so much for taking the time out to come and to just share with us. I knew that we were going to be inspired. I knew that myself and everybody that's tuning in right now was going to be inspired by you. And I love that you're a woman of faith. You're a woman of action. And it's exciting to see that you did step out on faith and how God really showed up. I want to ask you, what words of encouragement do you have for the person that is tuned in right now and they just need to be encouraged to take the first step of whatever it is that God told them to do?
Well, the words that encourage me in my time of confusion and sadness when I didn't know, you know, which step to take or what was going to happen in my life was the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. I remember he told me that when I felt like, I even told him, God, I can't do this. This was right after I got diagnosed. And I was even going through an eviction at the time. This was before I was married. So because I couldn't work anymore, I was being evicted. And it was just a crazy time. But I remember the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. And that was my turning point. And I held on to those words, and it completely changed my world. So, and I think sometimes as believers, we forget that we're in the middle of a war. So we have to, this is when we have to stand on the word, because the word tells us to fight the good fight of faith. And that means to never give up. Regardless of your circumstances or how things might look or how you might feel, we have to keep fighting, because it's victory on the other side, and God's grace is that supernatural ability to endure. So that's the words that I will leave to somebody that's going through something right now. It's just keep fighting, because God is with you. And the end is your, where you're at now is not the end for you. Just keep on warring, keep on fighting, and keep on holding on to your faith.
You better say that. Listen, you better say that, honey. That is a word for real. It is a word for real. Hashtag is a word. Nigel said it right here. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you guys, make sure that you go to ChristJewelryBoutique.com. Make sure you get some beautiful jewelry. Oh, and what I love is that the jewelry will not fade. Like, y'all, this is not, you don't use any materials like nickel or anything that is banned. This is really great jewelry and super affordable. I mean, you have jewelry, you know, $10, beautiful stuff. And you're able to rock your face at an affordable price. Make sure that you help her with all of her outreach. Make sure that you sponsor somebody. I know iWorship is definitely going to do that, for sure, for sure. Listen, y'all,
I got
some more great music. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. I got some great music coming y'all's way. I want you to keep it locked right here. iWorship 96 FM Radio.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eric McFadden, and you're tuned in live to iWorship 96 FM Radio. We are proud to play and introduce to you the world premiere of our song titled My All. Here we go. My All.
My God, with all my heart, I will. You deserve it. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your girl, Tamika Hall here, and I'm so excited to be hanging out in the virtual studio with somebody that has just quickly become, I feel like, one of my best friends. I'm talking about Pastor Keshani George. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. I'm you know, it's a privilege to be here with you on the show. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited to have you on the show, and you and I actually connected last year in Delaware. It's so amazing how we're both from Maryland, but we met each other in Delaware. I just fell in love with your ministry. I know that what was it? It was The Good Fight. It was it was an evening conference, so it was just a really, really, by Genesis Dorsey. Yes, Genesis Dorsey she was the host of that, and it was just really cool to be able to meet you, and so I'm excited to be able to have you on the show tonight,
and
talk about all things ministry and all of that good stuff. Listen, I want to dive right into everything, because I feel like I'm one of those children. Well, not I feel like I am. I'm one of those kids who grew up in the church. And I think that you and I are kindred spirits, because it seems as though that was the case with you. And actually, you were called to preach at the age of 13. So, I mean, talk to us about knowing that you heard the voice of God and being called to preach at such a young age.
Well, being called to preach at such a young age, I would say it was kind of scary for me at first, you know, not coming from a ministry background, you know, never seeing a female pastor, you know, where I was, you know, coming from a broken family, you know, all of these things. I was like, God, you know, are you really calling me? But, you know, for sure, I knew it was the voice of God, you know, because of all the brokenness that I was surrounded by, you know, from a young age. I had to lean on God, you know, being an only child and going through a lot of trauma. I had to learn to lean on God, you know. So I knew for sure God was speaking to me, but I was like, Lord, are you sure this is for me? You know,
right.
Are you sure you're choosing the right person? You know, but God was always relentless in my life. And I remember it was not until I was, you know, in college and, you know, God was still chasing after me and I was still running. And, you know, preacher, I was in this service, and the preacher made a call for someone specifically who was running away from the call of God, and I knew that was me beyond a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, I don't know, up to this day, I don't know how I got to the altar, but I just felt as if God just took me there. And, you know, in that moment, I just surrendered all to God, and God just said to me, you know, I want all of you, brokenness, everything, I want all of you, I want to use you just the way you are. So, you know, that's how I knew for sure, you know, I heard God's voice, and he was really calling.
And, you know, I think a lot of us run away from God. And I think a lot of times, well, you know, at the age of 13, I would have been afraid, too, that I was just talking to myself, you know, and thinking like, maybe this is just me, you know. But I think even as we grow and mature as adults, sometimes there's just that fear of, Lord, this, the weight of the ministry, the weight of the anointing is so great. Are you sure that I'm the person for the job? And so I want you to just encourage people, you know, what would you say to somebody who may actually be running away from their call? And, you know, how would you encourage them to actually accept the assignment?
You know, I would say saying yes to God will be the scariest thing that you can ever do. It will stretch you, it will push you, but, you know, still say yes. And I would encourage them to, you know, surround yourself with people who believe in you, who believe in your anointing, because I believe that when God calls you, he calls you to be uniquely you, you know, uniquely who he's called you to be, because, you know, your voice is needed in the kingdom. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way when you see people who have been in ministry longer than you, you know, those who have pedigree. But I believe that whenever God calls you, your voice specifically is needed. So I would just encourage them to just say yes. There's an entire generation waiting. There's an entire set of people waiting to hear your voice, people that only you can save, people that only you can minister to. So I would definitely encourage them to just walk in the boldness of the anointing that God has given you, you know, remembering that you are nothing without him, you know, and that when God calls you, he will give you that power. He will anoint you so that chains will be broken and lives will be saved.
I love it. You know, just say yes, because It's like, it's just, it's too much work to say no. I just don't understand that. You know what I mean? It's like when you're running away from your call, it takes so much energy to say
so
no
energy,
and to run
so
away.
Yeah.
Listen, my parents are both, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say my experience has always been, too, that, you know, when you run away from God, you still have to come back, you know. So it's best that you just do it, you know, in the beginning when you're young and then doing
yeah.
it later when you're older and you've been through so much life experience. You have so much more baggage. So just say yes. Just say yes.
Just say yes. I mean, in life, mm-hmm. really, I think it does become sweeter. It really does mm-hmm. when you just say yes and you're actually walking in your full purpose. I mm-hmm. just know what, you know, I hate feeling confused about mm-hmm. my path, and you know, and so when to say yes, it's kind of like, all right, God, I can't even say that I really want to do this, but
mm-hmm.
okay, I see it for my life, I see it. So mm-hmm. you're actually in full-time ministry, and you've been in full-time ministry for quite a while. And one of the things that's always been interesting to me is because oftentimes, especially with me, you know, in radio and in media, I get people all the time who talk about desiring, you know, being in full-time ministry. And I think, you know, I've had some people that say, well, you know, I think people really glamorize, you know, the whole process of being in full-time ministry. And, you know, some people who are in full-time ministry, I feel like they kind of try to discourage people from doing it. And I just want to know, like, what do you say to people about accepting the call? Because it's really a call to full-time ministry. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that would be, first of all, there's nothing glamorous. There's nothing glamorous about ministry. There's nothing glamorous about full-time ministry. You know, I think people are, you know, we're naturally attracted to power, and the anointing of God on your life,
yes.
you know, it is a form of power. So people are attracted to that, but they don't see the brokenness that led to that power. They don't see the process that you had to go through. And I think, you know, sometimes even for me, you know, when I meet ministers that have been in ministry longer than me, or I've been longing to meet for a long time, and, you know, they see that you're starstruck. They're like, you know, you see that they're kind of, you know, withdrawn. And it's because for you, people may, you know, when they see the power that God has on your life, you know, it's something to be admired, but then you know personally what you've been through. You know what you've lost to get that. You know the process that you've been through. So there's
yeah.
nothing glamorous. There's nothing at all glamorous. You know, that maybe probably you've been divorced. Probably you've, you know, separated from your family. You know, you're alone. There's so many things that you may have been through. For me, my personal journey, which we'll talk about later, you know, so there's nothing glamorous about it, but what I would say is that, you know, you just need to make sure that your heart is in the right place and remember that the power that people are attracted to is not you, is the God in you. And as long as you remember that and know that, you know, God doesn't have to use any of us, but he chooses to, he calls us, and is a privilege. And, you know, once we recognize that and realize that we're nothing without him, you know, and remain humble and submissive to that same power that, you know, he's placed inside of us, I think that that's the right place to be. But, you know, it's a sacrifice. You know, there's so many sacrifices in full-time ministry. It affects every area of life, your family. You know, sometimes, like for me personally, I'm the only one who's ever done anything like this ministry-wise. So, you know, all my family, they think I'm crazy, you know. So there's so many things that you have to sacrifice. But I would say, you know, just focus on God and just be humble in knowing that the power that God has placed inside of you, you know, is all for his glory.
Amen. And, you know, I agree with you because, yeah, there isn't anything glamorous about it. It can definitely be sweet when you're walking with what God wants you to do, but
yes.
there's a lot of cost to walking in your anointing. There's definitely a cost with that.
yes.
I've been calling you Pastor K. I hope you're not offended by it.
you know, so, you can just call me Kishania. At the end of the day, you know, that's who I am. You know, that's just the title. You know, I used to be caught up on that, but I realized that, you know, a title means nothing. My whole focus is to be effective. You know, you can have that title and not be effective. You know, my goal and my passion is that, you know, that you would just see God in me, and that, you know, all that God has placed in me, the power that God has placed in me, that, you know, there would be, you know, demons would be released and people would be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So the title means nothing. The power is everything.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. The power is everything, and that is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to call you Pastor Kay or Pastor Kishani because I just like I like the sound of both. So you officially launched Kishani George Ministries a few years ago, and you know I could have read your bio and what have you, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to just talk to us. What is Kishani George Ministries? What is your ministry? What does it encompass? Because you're such a powerful woman of God, and I think we all really need to be introduced to who you are.
Praise God. I would say glory be to God. Glory to you, God. I feel honored and humbled by you saying that. But I would say, Kishani George Ministries was birthed from a struggle, what we talked about earlier, running from God, not wanting to do this at all. But, I'm a survivor of depression, suicide, grew up in an emotional abusive home. And my desire, for Kishani George Ministries is just, and what I believe God has called me to, is to just see people free as God set me free. Because many times, we're going through circumstances in life and we feel alone. And I've been there where I felt alone, where I felt like no one understood what I was going through. No one was there for me. I was very misunderstood. But I believe that sometimes God allows us to go through things so that we can help someone else who is going through, to pull them out, to let them know you're not alone, but this is what freedom looks like. And that's what Kishani George Ministries is all about. I'm passionate about seeing people come out of bondage and walk in their purpose, walk in their God-given purpose, and to be able to pull them out of that and see them walk fully into all that God has called them to be. So it's an itinerant preaching ministry. I can be booked to, preach different conferences, church services, wherever, but I just have a passion to see people walk in the fullness of who God created them to be through the preaching of the Word of God, through teaching of the Word of God, through praying. That's what the ministry is all about.
That's what the ministry is all about. I love it. I love it. And now you are taking your ministry higher, and you are releasing your very saying it twice, but you're releasing your very first conference called The Release. I'm super excited about the Release Conference. You tell us all about The Release Conference. What can we expect with The Release?
I'm so excited as well. I'm glad that you're excited. I really wrestled with this doing this conference, but again, it extends out of what we just talked about what God is about the ministry, Kishani George Ministries, and I'm so glad that God entrusted me with this vision. But the Release Conference is just 2 days of power-packed worship, impartation, intercession, and empowerment sessions, just coming together. And for those who've been through emotional turmoil, for those who've been through childhood abuse, to just come and create that space where we can be free. One of the reasons why I had it is going to be at the BWA Airport Marriott, and not at a church, because we want to create that environment where someone can walk off the street, someone who hasn't been to church for a long time, because I'm an evangelist at heart. I should have said that. I'm an evangelist at heart, so just that we can create that space where people can encounter mm-hmm. God, those who are rejected, those who are sidelined, those who are forgotten, those of us who are forgotten, and those who feel alone, that they can come and we can create that safe place where they can just let go of all that is holding them down and all that they have been dealing with, for their lifetime, from since their childhood, that they can just come into that space and release it and then walk into their full purpose. So that's what the Release Conference is about. It was birthed again, as I said before, from my own burden and what I have been through, and to see people fully walk in the calling that God has placed on my life, because I now know that joy of freedom and being who God called you to be and walking mm-hmm. in that, and knowing that, many times when we go through things, it's not about us, it's not for us, but it's for those that we're going to bless, it's for those that we're going to help come through. So just to create that space where people can come and just release everything, not to feel bound by tradition or denomination. And I should have said that, it doesn't matter what denomination you're from, but we're just coming as a body of Christ to just cry out to God and ask God for all that he's promised us, all that he's called us to be, to fully be released into that and just set the world on fire.
Yes, and you have some powerful women that are on the docket to speak at the conference. Obviously, we have we have the amazing Keyshani George, but talk to us about the other women that you have. I mean, when I saw this, I said, oh, she's doing it big. Okay. I was excited. So tell everybody who you have coming to the conference.
Well, I am so excited about our speakers, and, you know, I chose our speakers as well because of the same reason, because of they have been released themselves. But our first speaker that's going to be opening for us is, you know, none other than Evangelist Latrice Ryan. And I'm not sure if you know her story, you know, but she, you know, struggled coming into full-time ministry. You know, she worked as a nurse for hours and hours, you know, trying to fulfill her call. And she is just, you know, on fire for God. She's just on fire for God. And I've been blessed personally by her ministry. So she's going to be on the Friday night. Then I have my friend, Elder Tian Brown. She's also going to be doing the morning session. And then we have some other speakers that we haven't released yet. But, you know, I'm excited about what God is about to do, because for me, this is not just going to be another conference. This is not just a church gathering, you know. I really want people there who want to be released, you know, people who are struggling, who are, you know, at the point of wanting to commit suicide, that they can come there and be set free. So I'm excited about what God is about to do, you know, these powerful women of God. And, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the mighty move of God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We are all ready. I'm ready too. I can't wait. I'm like, is it September yet? So the conference is taking place. It's taking place September 20th and the 21st. And like you said, it's right in Baltimore. It's at BWI Airport, Marriott. Yes. So that's great, folks. You can hop on a plane. You can hop on a train. And I had to say train because it rhymes. Yeah, it was so necessary.
I like it. It does. I love it.
Yeah, but like, you know, you can, you know, but like, you really can, you know, hop on the train. It'll take you right there as well, and get to BWI Airport Marriott. And for those who want to register, I mean, the registration is amazing. So give us all of that information for people who want to register. I know that you're offering group rates and all of that good stuff. So give us all the goodies about it.
Yes. So you can register at the conference right on my website, KeyshaniGeorge.com. And, you know, for those of you, you can get the spell of my name. I'm sure you have it on your site so that they can get it there. But you can register right at my website, KeyshaniGeorge.com. Just go to the Release Conference tab. And then you can also, just added yesterday, you can also register on Eventbrite.com. You can go there and register as well. But, you know, those are the two places that you can register for now. And when you register on my website, you can also book your room right there on the page as well. And we also have some awesome group rates that we were able to work out with the hotel. So, you know, register and book your room in one day, in one go. So I'm excited.
Talk about convenience. I love it. I love that. And you're right. Yeah, you can. I'm looking at it now. You literally can book your room right from the page. You just taught me something, Pat. I'm going to have to make sure I do this for my next conference, because that just makes life so much easier.
Just one stop. Just one stop.
One stop shop. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, how can people connect with you? Well, you know what? Before we even do that, one of the things that I love that you do, and I want to make sure that more and more people are connected to it, your ministry, I know you do prayer every week. Also out pretty much daily encouraging text messages. Please tell us how we can get connected to you with both of those, because, again, they're super powerful. And I know with the text messages and what have you, I have been so encouraged, you know, on many days with it popping up right on my phone. You know, it's like you can be encouraged without even having to go anywhere. And I know with prayer, people can actually call in and tune in, or you actually host prayer live. And I usually typically tune in when you're live with it. But, yeah, talk to us about how we can get connected with you like that.
Well, I'm glad that you talked about the prayer life. I'm going to be starting next week. We're going to be having, we're going to be restarting the Empowerment Prayer Call, and we're going to run right through until the conference. And we're going to be having some special guests coming on, you know, during that time. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And then I can also, for the text messages, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you're being blessed, you know, because for the text message, you really can't get feedback. So I'm glad
to
get your feedback. Yeah, but they can text release the fire to 33222. That is two threes and 3-2-3-3-2-2-2, and they will get a welcome message and they'll be plugged in. So I'm glad that you're being blessed, and you know, as many people as can join, you know, I just share as God has shared it on my heart, because I think that's part of the ministry that God has given me, to just encourage, you know, because sometimes, you know what we're going through, you know, because I've been through depression and because of battle with suicide, I know those dark moments where it's so overwhelming, and you know, you get that feeling of despair, and you know, the devil's voice is greater than God's voice. But you know, I believe that one of the ministries that God has given me is to just be an encouragement, you know, to combat, you know, what the devil is saying, that you can be reminded that yes, God is still with you. You will get through this. You know, there's something on the other side. So I'm glad that you have been blessed. They can text to release the fire to 3-3-2-2. And for those who register, they can also text the release 2019 to that same number, and they will get updates as to what's happening with the conference. You know, as we get closer, we'll be having more updates. So those are the three ways that they can stay connected. So.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. Well, and then also give us your website and how people can connect with you again, just so, you know, people, I know once we leave off of here, you're going to be like, okay, how do I get to, you know, what's the website, all that stuff. Let us know about your website, your social media, and all of that.
Yes, yeah, so they can, my website is KeishaniGeorge.com. That is, my first name is spelled KeishaniGeorge.com. They can find, you know, everything there about me, and they can also register for the conference, as we talked about. And if you want to stay connected with me on my social media, on Instagram and on Twitter, I'm at my first name and last name, Keishani George, and on Facebook, Keishani George Ministries.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Pastor Kay, thank you so much for taking your time with me tonight. I'm so grateful. I'm excited that
I'm grateful.
I want to be a partner. That's definitely an honor, and I just can't wait to be in the building. I cannot wait to be in the building. And and folks, you heard it here. Make sure that you get your ticket to the release conference. It is not expensive, but the payoff is going to be great. Make sure that you get it. I want to hug you in person. We both want to hug you in person. Come and release KeishaniGeorge.com. And you're absolutely right. We have the spelling right on my website, TamikaHall.com. IWorship96.com as well. And then, of course, if you follow all of us on social media, you'll be able to see exactly how to get to her website. But very quickly, it's KeishaniGeorge.com. Go there. Get signed up for everything that she has going on, but definitely meet me at the release conference. Listen, folks, you know I have good music coming your way. Keep it locked. I Worship 96 FM Radio.
Oh, sing, bless the Lord. I worship 96 FM radio, where we play the best in gospel and in Christian music. Why am I stumbling over my words today? I don't understand. I made it through a whole show, and I decided to stumble. Anywhats, it's your girl Tamika Hall here. You're tuned into the Tamika Hall radio show. We had a really great show for you, didn't we? I hope you enjoyed Kiawana Leaf, who is the author of Confidence Unlocked. Make sure that you stay connected to her, okay? Nyjah Jones of Christ Jewelry Boutique, as well as Pastor Kishani George. Good stuff, y'all. I'm just really excited about everything that God is just doing in the lives of the people that, you know, are coming onto the show. And I definitely want you to be supportive, you know, support, connect, all of that good stuff. If you have not tuned into my podcast yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Boo boo. The podcast is where I have an opportunity to really just get down to the nitty gritty of things, and we can just talk about stuff. We can rap about stuff. 8 minutes every single Thursday on Her Royal Loudness podcast. Look, you don't want to miss it. It's always really good stuff. Listen, my girl Kenya Collier is going to be here at 7:30, and she's going to be chatting it up with Mr. Tubbs. Okay, she's going to be chatting it up with him, talking about music and all of that good stuff. So I know I need to slide out the way, because everybody's probably sick of hearing me talk at this point. But listen, I love you. Remember, you were created to make God famous. This is your girl Tamika Hall here, and you're locked into I Worship 96 FM Radio.
Clap your hands in here. Clap your hands in here. Everybody clap those hands in here. Let's go. Get ready. It's harvest time. Say.
People,
get ready.
Get ready. For a change is coming.
Tell them, say he.
He shall reign.
He shall reign forever.
Forever.
And evermore.
Still chose to use me, Father.